because we have so many people listening in the bathroom right now, what are we like? What do I always say we're like the number one show to listen to in the bathroom?
Are you sure we're not number two?
Harry, Suzanne! I had to do that.
I never thought of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyway, there are a lot of people listening in the bathroom, so we're going to give you this because this morning we find out that 20% of people have ended a relationship they're in over their partner's bathroom habits.
What did these people do that was so heinous, so bad?
We actually have a list, a top five list. Number five, the five worst thing that they did. These are pet peeves for married couples. For bathroom habits. Number five, someone tries to have a conversation while you're on the toilet with you.
I hope with the door closed.
Yeah, I hope with the door closed, too.
I do that all the time, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, now I'm totally freaking out. Because we'll be talking. He'll go in the bathroom, but I'll just wait out here for you. And then I just keep talking. He's like, I'll be out, man.
Okay, well, that's only number five. Wait till we get to number one, and let's see where you rank here. Number four, someone never replaces the toilet paper. you're quiet. That's good.
It's annoying, but it's not worth breaking up over.
It's not a deal breaker, right? Number three, never cleans the toilet bowl.
Oh, I hate that.
Hate it.
Number two, here we have the top two things that these are pet peeves for married couples when it comes to the bathroom. Someone leaves the sink a mess. And this is if you don't have, and if you have two vanity sinks, does each person have their own sink?
I mean, I think yes. You should write that in your wedding vows.
Yeah.
We don't even share a bathroom at all.
You know, we have a two vanity in one bathroom.
And everybody uses the same
sink.
And
we use the same sink.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Even when I was a kid, we had two sink vanities, and we always use the same sink.
Yep.
It's like the burner on the stove. It's always the front right burner.
Yes.
What about all those other burners? Well, we don't use those. The number one thing, the pet peeve for married couples is one person leaving dirty clothes all over the floor.
So, yeah, that happens a lot in our house. And yeah. I will say we are equally guilty of that.
Yeah, why not just bend over, pick it up, and put it in the hamper?
I mean, 50% of the time we do that. And then the other part, it's like, oh, I'll get to that this afternoon. Yeah, I'll do that later.
Exactly. So, but anyway, 20% things that have to do with bathroom habits is a real strain on a relationship. And this is another reason why, because more and more couples, remember we've talked about this over the last couple of months, more and more couples are sleeping apart because of snoring or whatever.
Yeah.
There's almost a quarter, 25% of couples that are sleeping apart.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, and so the new builders, or when they're looking to buy a home now, they want two master bedrooms, and each one has their own bathroom. So that way you don't have to share a bathroom. You have your own. You can make your own mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's us. That's us. We do not share a bathroom. We have one full bathroom and a half.
Yeah.
And I use the halfy bathroom, and that is my bathroom.
Yeah.
He uses the full bathroom. But I think about, and that only happened once kids moved out. You know what I mean?
Oh,
once we had the extra space. And I'm like, how did I live in this house with all these guys for so long?
And, you know, guys always keep the cleanest bathrooms known to man, right?
Oh, man.
Your favorite classic hits with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.